This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, a new interim president has been chosen in Iraq. Ghazi al-Yawar will hold the mostly ceremonial post, but his selection was controversial. It came after Iraq's governing council accused the United States of trying to install its favorite candidate, Adnan Pachachi. They're both Sunni Muslim leaders and members of the council. Juan Cole is a professor of Middle East history at the University of Michigan, and he's on the line to help us understand these developments. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the significance of the selection itself here. Mr. al-Yawar was not the first choice of the United States, but here he is, the choice. What does that mean?
Yeah, actually, the choice was announced as Mr. Pachachi, and then soon after that announcement was made, Mr. Pachachi withdrew. Al-Yawar is a more independent voice. He was critical of the UN resolution that's now being sought for Iraqi independence. He wants more control over the military. So he is seen, I think, as someone who's not complacent toward the Americans and has a more Iraqi nationalist agenda than Pachachi.
And looking at the government as a whole, now that several top officials have been named, what does this government portend for the United States?
Well, it shows how weak the United States has become. In essence, the interim governing council that had been appointed somewhat reluctantly by Mr. Bremer last summer has played a huge role in installing its own members and its favorites in the caretaker government. This is an emergence in some ways of Iraqi civil society that's had a bigger input into the process than was initially envisaged.
Although the presidency was not the U.S. choice, some people have pointed out that Ayad Alawi, the new prime minister, the man who will hold the most power, has worked with the U.S. government in the past. He was on the payroll of the CIA.
Well, Mr. Alawi has worked closely with the CIA and the State Department, and here I think there was a shift within the U.S. government. That is to say, the Department of Defense had earlier favored Ahmad Chalabi for a high post in the new government. So in some sense, I think local Iraqi forces as well as the State Department and the CIA have prevailed over the neocons in the Defense Department in this regard.
So this just wasn't a debate between Iraqis and Americans, it was a debate among Americans.
Yes, I think all along the way there have been multiple power centers on the American side and multiple power centers on the Iraqi side. So it's been a very complex dance, and there have been winners and losers on each side.
Well, will this interim government have the power to unite the different ethnic and religious groups in Iraq?
Well, the interim government is well-balanced. You have a Sunni president who is from a very large and important northern tribe, the Shamar tribe, that has both Sunni and Shiite members. The prime minister, Mr. Alawi, heads a grouping of ex-Ba'athist officers and figures who are both Sunni and Shiite. The balance is there. The real question is a matter of weakness. The new government has no army. It has no instruments of security in the country. And until that is reversed, it remains very weak.
Now, the governing council, which has assisted the United States in running the country for the last several months, has now dissolved itself. They did so immediately, even though the deadline for transfer of sovereignty isn't for another month here. Was that a surprise?
Yes, it was a surprise, but I think it was a statement on their part that they really want an early transition to Iraqi sovereignty. They want Iraq to be run by Iraqis, and they didn't want their continued existence to be a pretext for the Americans to drag their feet in turning various kinds of sovereignty over to the new government.
Professor Cole, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Juan Cole is a professor of modern Middle East history at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and he also runs a website on Iraq called Informed Comment.